On the clear, moonlit night of November 7, 1837, 200 men, some carrying torches, surrounded a brick warehouse on the east bank of the Mississippi at Alton, Illinois. It housed a weekly newspaper, The Observer, whose editor, the Reverend Elijah P. Lovejoy, had already been driven out of St. Louis for his violent denunciations of slavery. Three times mobs had seized his presses and hurled them into the Mississippi, and Lovejoy and a small group of supporters were now determined not to let it happen again. The crowd shouted for the editor to surrender. Rocks shattered the upstairs windows. Several men in the crush waved guns. Lovejoy had one too. He or one of his allies took aim and fired out of the window. One man fell and was lifted above the heads of his friends out of harm's way. But it was too late. The wound was mortal, and the men surged toward the warehouse, shouting for revenge. One man started up a ladder toward the roof, carrying a blazing brand. The editor ran downstairs, pistol in hand, threw open the door, and ordered him to stop. The mob shot Lovejoy 5 times. News of his death spread fast. A white man had been killed in a quarrel over black slavery, and that quarrel seemed now to threaten every American's right to speak his mind. In Massachusetts, ex-President John Quincy Adams felt a shock as of an earthquake. Protest meetings were held throughout the North, and as one abolitionist wrote, thousands of our citizens who lately believed that they had nothing to do with slavery now began to discover their error. The question now before us, a clergyman told a gathering in the Congregational Church at Hudson, Ohio, is no longer can the slaves be made free, but are we free or are we slaves under mob law? In the back of the church, a strange, gaunt man rose to his feet and raised his right hand. Here before God, he said, in the presence of these witnesses, I consecrate my life to the destruction of slavery. He was John Brown. 21 years later, on Sunday evening, October 16, 1859, that same John Brown, bearded now like an Old Testament prophet, led a time